This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The discovery of a new coronavirus variant sent a chill through much of the world Friday as nations raced to halt air travel. Markets fell sharply, and scientists held emergency meetings to weigh the exact risks, which were largely unknown. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The World Health Organization has named the new variant Omicron, declaring it a highly transmissible virus of concern. But even before the announcement, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen was proposing action.
To activate the emergency brake on travel from countries in Southern Africa and other countries affected to limit the spread of the new variant.
The 27-nation EU has imposed that ban, while the U.S., Canada, and several other countries are taking similar action. Meanwhile, financial markets fell sharply around the world. The Dow lost more than 905 points, or 2.5%, while the price of oil fell about 13%, the biggest decline since early in the pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine maker, has resumed exports of coronavirus vaccines to the UN-backed COVAX distribution program after halting sales in March. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Vaccine bottles are sorted and packed at the Serum warehouse in Pune, South India, destined for Nepal and Tajikistan. The company was to have been COVAX's main supplier, but an explosion of cases in India resulted in a cut-off of exports. The suspension was a significant setback for global efforts to distribute vaccines equitably. New infections in India have now fallen to the lowest levels in months, and the first new exports under the COVAX program.